Germans are cheap. It's a known fact. The Germans will admit to it.
The goddamn Germans got nothing to do with it!
We've got our people deep inside the system.
We have power you don't know about.
One push of the button, I'm telling you, be very afraid of us. One command line.
Destruct sequence completed and engaged.
We are making a difference, one lone wolf at a time.
Squirrel!
Charged up and ready to go, exactly the way the government loves them.
In the morning.
In the morning to all ships at sea. This is a case of pre-celebration. 30 seconds left to go, and the team goes down and kicks what looks like the winning field goal with 20 seconds to go.
Spiking the ball, and yeah.
Yeah, and then the other team has 20 seconds left. They score a touchdown and win. I have seen this happen way too many times.
You know, Obama just is like, hey, you know what?
Adios, mofo.
I'm going to go to Camp David for the weekend. I'm not going to do anything about it.
Little Timmy Geithner, when he was posed the exact same question several weeks ago.
Is there a risk that the United States could lose its AAA credit rating, yes or no?
No risk of that.
No risk.
No risk.
Christy Romer.
How fucked are we?
Pretty darn fucked. I've been hanging around Tim Geithner too long.
Why, does he swear like a sailor?
Oh, like a seventh grade boy.
The ratings agencies obviously are completely compromised. There was $1 billion hedge out there that someone had bet $1 billion that the United States would get a downgrade. So someone made a ton of money. I would just like to hear you say it.
You're right, Adam. But you're right a lot, so I'm not too concerned about that. The guy that's been making the most noise is this Devin Sharman. He was bitching about government regulation of the ratings agency. What he was talking about was Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank, about one-third of it, is regulating ratings agencies to the point where they are going to have government tests if you're going to work for them. Essentially, the government essentially is taking over the ratings agencies. Devin Sharma is an Indian Brahmin. They maybe don't get some of the intricacies of certain things, and so he basically has the most balls.
Yeah.
And basically threatens the government, pulls the trigger on the downgrade, and then when they start attacking him with all this bogus crap, he says warns a further cut.
You wanted to want a single A?
Moody's can still do a downgrade if they want, right?
Just before Dodd-Frank finally passes, when you had all these threats, if you don't notice. Oh, you know, you can get downgraded, you can get downgraded, you can get downgraded. They passed it, boom, they got downgraded.
This huge PSYOPs campaign, Nicholas Schmidl. Nicholas Schmidl's father is Marine Corps Lieutenant General Robert E. Schmidl Jr., Deputy Commander of the U.S. Cyber Command. So this whole thing was completely bogus, obviously.
Yeah, I think PSYOPs is the word.
We get this horrible report that a Chinook was shot down by the mystical, magical Taliban.
Squirrel!
And on board, members of Navy Team SEAL 6, who did the Osama bin Laden raid. I mean, could you come up with a better two-to-the-head scenario than that?
Coincidence? I think not!
Retired Colonel Jack Jacobs.
CH-47 twin-rotor helicopter that's frequently used in special operations.
This is not an aircraft you use for special operations.
It's easy to shoot these helicopters down. They're easy to shoot down with small arms and automatic weapons.
That's why we use them in special ops, because it's easy to shoot them down. Slingshot! Boink. Got it.
Where are we getting the information about the helicopter being shot down?
Well, that's coming straight from the Taliban.
Taliban News Network, Catherine Herridge. She's the one that reported that Anwar al-Awlaki, a.k.a. Adam Gadan, was at the Pentagon for a luncheon in 2002. She is an agent.
New generation, war on terrorism, 9/11, Al-Qaeda, homegrown component, threat, 9/11, homegrown terrorism, and launched these attacks, training overseas, boots on the ground, Al-Qaeda tape from the group in Yemen, Taliban.
Hey, Mr. Taliban, Taliban banana.
She has a book out.
In the book, what I show in the book, what I argue in the book, things I lay out in this book, and I would argue in this book, this would be a book you want to get.
Hey, this is the book you want to get. I mean, this is a great book. I wrote it. It's good.
But she rolls out a meme fest.
Homegrown, I'll say, or sleeper cells.
What the hell's a supercell?
Supercell.
That's also used in the tornado movies. Oh, God, here comes another supercell. Nothing could be more deadly.
new generation Al-Qaeda 2.0, new generation technology against us, digital jihadist, emailing, blogging, lectures are on YouTube, Facebook friend from hell, franchise operations with Osama bin Laden as the CEO and franchise operation to launch attacks as we get towards the 10th anniversary of 9/11, build a bridge, some type of tie to an international terrorist organization, boots on the ground, do-it-yourself operations at home. In a lot of ways, Anwar al-Awlaki is like the Dear Abby of the jihadist world.
The Dear Abby of the jihadist world.
Drove an SUV in Times Square, and many counterterrorism officials will say to you that they actually believe that was a successful attack against the United States.
There was like some smoke coming out of his exhaust. It was a successful attack.
It was a bonehead. So if he farted, it would have been more successful.
The young man who tried to detonate a car bomb at a Christmas tree lighting ceremony.
It was an idiot who was set up.
A moron that was goaded.
The operative wanted $30,000 for that tape. It gives you an idea of one of the ways they try and raise money.
Let me get this straight. So Al-Qaeda makes tapes and then tries to finance their terrorist actions by selling that to Fox.
Something called reverb had been added to the tape. It sounded like Al-Awlaki was in this giant moth, probably in a closet.
I need to go to the closet with some reverb, with some porn, make a tape.
If they continue on this track of trying to psychologically control people into believing this whole Al-Qaeda, Taliban, lone wolf crap, we'll have material for years to come. All no right. One in the media is doing what we do. No one is calling anyone on this.
Dvorak.org/NA.
Your podcast has changed my outlook on everything. I was already a self-radicalizing right-wing libertarian. But now because of you, I'm a right-wing lone wolf terrorist. I'm an IT nerd, and I first heard your podcast at a three-letter government agency. They were actually playing No Agenda at a three-letter agency in the cubicles on speakers.
I'll contribute to the only bastion of real news in the world.
Dvorak.org/NA.
Bejazzling.com. Al-Qaeda.ipo.com. NoAgendaDonation.com. Knighted him on the spot with a drumstick as he knelt before me. The Big Bang Bar. Tinfoil hats. Brownies. Rice Krispie treats. Sir Jeff created a brand new song.
Kentucky Roads Are Crap.
Yeah. Kentucky Roads Crap. And then we hit Illinois. Have you seen Food Inc.? Agrigo. Miracle Corn. Beck Super Stuff.
Signage up as though like it's a winery.
And last night, they broke out the Techniques turntables, and we had a dance party and something I hadn't done in 20 years. I was mixing songs, vinyl. Tomorrow, we drive to Cleveland. After Cleveland, we go to Boston, then we go to New York.
Said it before, and I'll say it again. This is the best publicity we've ever had for the show. You should just stay on the road.
So much for the emotional, heartwarming part of the show.
Steve Ballmer's onstage antics.
Nada. It was over. It was done with. It was finished. He wasn't going out to another church to preach another message. He was in jail for the rest of his life.
Annoying a minor in California is a sex offense.
Annoying or molesting a minor. That means she'll have to register as a sex offender.
MomWithBenefits.com. Thom Hartman.
Stochastic terrorist.
Stochastic terrorist. Behavior is intrinsically non-deterministic.
Gun of the Year Award for the Ruger that shot these kids. How about a lesson in timing? There were some riots in East London. 29-year-old kid basically got killed by police officers on Thursday. The police had not anticipated any extreme violence. There were like lighting cars on fire, Molotov cocktails, and the media is literally just like, oh, you know, it's not that big a deal. The people are a little upset, but the slaves are revolting big time. No Excuses University. Character training. Code of conduct.
Students are rewarded for being safe, responsible, and respectful.
Character Garden, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Instead of detention, students have a character violation for which they write a rethinking letter.
Character violation, child, write your rethinking letter. This cannot be good.
Very cult-like, but they're still very effective methods of brainwashing people.
The July sales numbers are out for the Chevy Volt. They produced in total 5,000, but they sold 125 in July. In March, 281. That thing's a total dog. No one's buying this.
Rahm Emanuel saying, this president did all the hard stuff and he turned around the car industry and they paid back all their loans. Yeah, by taking out new loans with lower interest rates.
All they did was kick the can down the, what was it again?
Kick the can down the block.
Kick the can.
Now announcing they'll be selling genetically modified sweet corn for human consumption later this year.
Yum.
If you ever find yourself at the crossroads of opportunity, go to the Firefly Grill. NoAgendaiPadStand.com.
No Agenda Group in Amsterdam.
Snellbinder, Bike Spider. Be careful for those spiders.
333 commemorative coins that are now being minted. NoAgendaNation.com is also where you can go to the donation page. Value for value.
We need the support to keep us rolling.
Hot Pockets 2008 Gas Fund.
You will go.
Hot Pockets.
Tourette's guy, it's a stutter and the black guy. The
sounds
triage.
Like somebody you'd more likely run into in Memphis.
You've been de-douched.
Tai Chi on PBS and talks about the chi and all this mystical bullcrap.
Alec?
Well, Alec is the American Legislative Exchange Council.
Privatized prisons. Prison companies that could make money by keeping people in prisons. Prisoners making as much as 20 cents an hour. Was they got states to pass tougher drug laws, tougher laws that would put prisoners away for a long time. Making everything from the electronic components and guided missiles that are being used in Libya to breaded chicken patties that your children are eating at school.
We have the most total people in prison and the most per capita.
The United States has 4% of the world's population, but yet we have 25% of the world's prisoners in this country.
And we're always accusing the Chinese. And we say, oh, the Chinese, they use slave labor. We're the ones who do that, and it's always nice to point the finger.
China.
And the Chinese, by the way, are nothing but irked about this because they know the facts. Propagandizing children. Coincidentally, I was watching Doodlebugs.
Mail snails are never late.
Bullshit.
Mail snail.
If you touch it, it'll bite you. Touch it.
Super spectacular, awesome, good news.
How'd you like to be a fellow mail snail?
Just what you think. Options are few.
Somebody else
has a new idea that can work for you.
Open your mind.
I'm watching these cartoons and it's just a blatant propaganda.
John, you definitely need to come to the meetup. We got to get you out of the house.
It's Crackpot and Buzzkill
in the morning.
And so they have this photo. Oh my God, Rick Perry is a friggin' Nazi. When you put Rick Perry and George Bush together, George Bush is the smart one.
And you can always follow me on Shyster.
The group were asleep when a polar bear attacked their camp.
I'm telling you, climate change is killing people.
Even the polar bears are sick and tired of this crap. You were watching cartoons. I was scouring the Federal Register. Presidential Study Directive on Mass Atrocities. Secretary of Defense, Attorney General, Secretary of Homeland Security, Counsel to the President, Assistant to the President for Legislative Affairs, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, so everybody, all the squirrel people, we're coming to kick your ass. The United States still lacks a comprehensive policy framework and a corresponding interagency mechanism for preventing and responding to mass atrocities and genocide.
Yet another bypass of the War Powers Act.
The primary purpose of the Atrocities Prevention Board shall be to coordinate a whole-of-government approach to preventing mass atrocities and genocide, increase the capacity and develop doctrine for our foreign service, armed service, development professionals, and other actors. This, to me, is disgusting. Was that a chuckle?
Hello, everybody. We are going to get through this. Things will get better.
We've got to cut red tape. Pounding the pavement. Made in America.
Hey, brown person. See this Hellfire missile that's about to fly up your butt? Made in America.
Yeehaw!
Raytheon. Made in America, boy!
Fuck yeah!
If I don't have this done in 3 years, then there's going to be a one-term proposition.
You can take that to the bank.
She was actually hired by the U.S. government, trained troops, American troops, on the Muslim culture.
I don't know anything about anything.
I know nothing. Nothing.
Your daughter's about close to dying.
Thank you, Emil. Thank you. That's what she needs.
You're a sick individual.
I want to see my daughter. We are Muslim. We can't kill my daughter. She's my heart. My husband, I don't care about him. I want to see my daughter.
We cannot release her location at this time.
How is she working for the government teaching troops about Middle Eastern culture? She sounds like a complete psycho.
We did deportation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go hit Darrison. Let's go ahead the pit.
MasterCard, second quarter profit jumps 33%.
33.
Great Plains, second quarter profit drops 33% on weaker electric segment.
33.
Justin Bieber saves Paramount. Home Entertainment up 33%.
33.
There's a new bug flying around. Remote-controlled plane called WASP, or Wireless Aerial Surveillance Platform. It could sting you from 400 feet away and you wouldn't even know it. It can intercept your cell phone conversations and even reroute your calls to another number.
You should be ready for these drones to be flying around overhead, protecting you.
Somebody out there, DroneNation.com, we need it.
It's called the Daily Drone.
That's what they used to call me.
328.nashownotes.com.
NoAgendaNation.com.
Squirrel! I will promise you this, that if we have not gotten our troops out by the time I am president...
Living in this country, you know that every time you're exposed to advertising, you realize once again that America's leading industry, America's most profitable business, is still the manufacture, packaging, distribution, and marketing of bullshit.
I can live the dream, shut up and have some peace. Sit down and watch my shows, don't ask why.
What do we do?
We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Dvorak.org/NA